so that the, you know, you are remember me latova ubameh b'shofar. Okay, this is a remez malchei zechronos and shofros. So we say the special bracha is the only day of the year that we say a 9 bracha shmona esrei. Some Sephardic customs have it every shmona esrei of Rosh Hashanah, but we the Ashkenazic custom is just by Musaf to have the 9 bracha shmona esrei. According to most Rishonim, the idea of blowing shofar, we mentioned this on Monday, blowing shofar along with these brachos are a derabanan, even though it says in the first source, Imru Lefanai, Hashem says, say in front of you, according to the shofros, no, it's an asmachta. There's a well-known comments, again, well-known if you know it, so we'll make it well-known now, of the Ritva on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where the Ritva says, let me tell you what an asmachta is. Asmachta doesn't mean it's a word game where the rabbis just went and found a word that connects to what they were thinking and like, oh, it's a hint. Asmachta means Hashem meant it. Hashem had that in mind. And it's just a remez. And the Rabbanan decoded the words of the Torah. Right? That's what the Ritva says in source number 2. Right? Shekol, in the middle of the source number 2. Shekol ma'ashiyish lo asmachta mena pasuk. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi la'asos king. Hashem wants this. Ela shalo kavu chova. Umasu l'chachamim. It's just that the Torah didn't explicate it. V'davar zeh borer ve'emes. And this is true. And look, he has very strong words. V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim ha'asmachto. Shu k'divrei simin. Shenostu chachamim. It's not like those Rishonim. The Rambam. Right? That it's just a simin. And the rabbis did it. The Torah didn't mean it. Chas v'sholem yishtaka davar v'lo yomar. Zu derech minus. This is the context where the Ritva says it. This Ritva is quoted outside of this context, but he says it regarding Malchi and Sephardim and Shofars. Right? There's a remez in the Torah to Malchi and Sephardim and Shofars, but the Ritva says it's a Durabanan. We agree it's a Durabanan, but it has tremendous roots in the Torah. But it's definitely true lahalacha that we blow shofar in conjunction with Shmona Esrei. The middle of Shmona Esrei. And the question is, why do we do that? Why are we allowed to do that? But we don't eat matzah in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We don't shake a lulav in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Right? So those last year, I was here for one of the Shabbos, I gave a shiur giving one answer to this question. And that is, shofar, and there are many rayas to this, shofar is a form of tefillah. It's a tefillah without words. Why do we have a tefillah without words that day? I am last year's shiur. Not going to get back into that now. But there's a lot of beautiful Torah about that. That shofar is a cry, it's a tefillah without words, and therefore it's most appropriate to blow shofar in conjunction with tefillah. But maybe we'll go down a different path. And let's ask a question, again, that I never thought about before a few weeks ago when I was preparing this idea. Is there any other mitzvah that is done in the middle of Shmona Esrei? So, something I never thought about before that we'll get back to. And why is that? Okay. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Megillah. Tosfos in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Chaf, Mabez, tells us, V'yachash habirach ala svira, after we say svira sa'omer, this is the minhag of Chai Yisrael, after we daf, we say svira sa'omer, Omer, Yirazon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Merav Yemein, and we say the, even if we're not Hasidish, and we don't say the L'shem Yuchud beforehand, everybody says the Yirazon afterwards. Right, Shibana Beis HaMikdash. Right, everybody say that here? Ask Tosfos, why is that the only mitzvah that we daven for the Beis HaMikdash after we do it? Yirazon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Merav Yemein. Why do we do that? It's already the minhag 800 years ago, in the time of Tosfos. By shofar and lulav, you don't daven for the Beis HaMikdash after you finish the mitzvah. Why? Why? Tosfos says, "Lefi she'ein ela hazkara at lebinyan Beis HaMikdash." Because right now there's only, by svira, all you're doing are, you're just mentioning. You're just saying something. I will shofar v'lulav yishasiya. By shofar and lulav, you're at least doing something. There's a maisa mitzvah. By svira, you're just saying something. Okay, so what does that mean? But what? So what? That there are a lot of mitzvahs that are dibur, right? Why is that any worse than a mitzvah shel asiya? Right. So it's what does Tosfos mean? So what Tosfos might mean? What Tosfos might mean is being recorded here, right? Right. What Tosfos might mean is maybe what a thought that the Salvatics, I say the Salvatics because it's both said by an uncle and a nephew, the Griz and the Rav, both said the same idea. in a pshat in a Gemara Misekas Menachos. The Gemara Menachos tells us, Daf Samach Vav, source number 4, there's a machlokas how to count Svira b'zman hazeh. Machlokas how to count Svira. We count days and weeks. Most Rishonim hold it's one mitzvah, there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's two separate mitzvahs, but we count days and weeks. But if you look in the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shuwe. It's mitzvah to count days and weeks. Rabbanan de Ravashi Amar, money yomi, money shuwe. Rabbanan de Ravashi counted both. Amemar, money yomi, money shuwe. Amemar only counted days and not weeks. Why? Amar Zeichel Mikdash. It's only Zeichel Mikdash, and therefore it has less, lower standards. I only have to do days and not weeks. What does that mean? Again, we don't paskin like a Amemar. And there's a question which we're not going to get into now. What's the Nekudas Machlokas between Amemar and the first Shita? But there is a Griz, there is a Briskarov. The Griz, we have the Briskarov on various Mezechtas and Shas, but they have one thing in common. Kudshim. Right? Kudshim. Or we have it on Sota and Nazir too, because there's a lot of Kudshim on Nazir and Sota and in Mezechtas Yoma. Right? So the Griz, in the Brisk Yushalayim, what they learn Kudshim. Those are the Mezechtas that they learn. So there, the Griz, Amenachas Daf Samach Vav, says, he doesn't give the background, I'll give a little background before we see his Chiddush. Right? There are two different Gemaras, and this Rav Soloveitchik brought out. There are two different Gemaras of Zeichel HaMikdash. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph, if you remember, that we shake a lulav every day of Sukkis, Zeichel HaMikdash. Because in the base of HaMikdash, we shake a lulav all 7 days, and even though we do it only once, Zeichel HaMikdash we do it 7. There's a Gemara of the Bava Basra, the last Amud of Cheskas Abatin, Samach HaMebez, I think, where the Gemara says, Zeichel HaMikdash put ashes on the forehead of the Chassid. Zeichel HaMikdash, when you paint a house, leave some of it unpainted. Is that the same Zeichel HaMikdash as, like, shaking a lulav? Says the Rav, it says the Brisker Rav. There are two types of Zeichel HaMikdash. We might use the terms Zeichel L'Chorban HaMikdash and Zecher L'Migdash Bibinyana. One type of Zecher L'Migdash is Avelos. Oy vey, we don't have a base on Migdash. We do something to jar our memory. Oy, oy, it's terrible. Zecher L'Migdash. Put ashes, leave a space. But then, that's Zecher L'Churban HaMigdash. But then there's Zecher L'Migdash Bibinyana. We do things now to reenact and remember what it was like when we had a base on Migdash. Not a sad halacha, but a zeichel hamikdash that, wow, we reenact and we feel as if we're there. Two types of zeichel hamikdash. That's what the Brisker Rav says in Source number 6. That's the pshat of Amemar. Amemar is saying, Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, we don't have a carbon HaOmer. Right, Bali Tosfos, all over Shas. Sfiras HaOmer today is drabanan, because we don't have a carbon. So it's sad. It's a zeichel hamikdash. And that's why Amemar says, we don't have to do it exactly like it was done. Just do days and not weeks. So maybe that's what Tosfos means in Megillah Daf Chaf. Why do you daven for the Beis HaMikdash by Sfiras HaOmer and not by Shofar and Lulav? Because Sfiras HaOmer is Zeichel HaMikdash, the Avelus one. Zeichel HaChorban HaMikdash, so it's very sad. So that's why you got to daven for the Beis HaMikdash right afterwards. Lulav and Shofar, what does it mean? Is Asiya? Those aren't Zeichel HaChorban HaMikdash. Right, we just said lulav. You shake every day. That's a sad thing? No, it's part of Simchas Yontif. Zeichel HaMikdash B'binyana. And that's what Tosfos says, and that's what the Griz says, and if you turn the page, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says, the Rav in the Rishimos, in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph. But the Rav, again, I'm not going to read everything inside. No, it's Friday. And there's a lot going on. But the Rav leaves as a question, though. One second. This is still a problem. Right? What did we just say? What's the pshat of Tosfos and Megillah? You're only davening for the Beis HaMikdash by the mitzvah that you're lacking something. Right? You're lacking the Sfiras HaOmer. But by lulav and by shofar, you know, those are not the first type of Zeichel HaMikdash. There's no reason to daven Sfiras HaOmer. One second. There's a more basic question on Tosfos. If I would have asked you the question, why do you daven for the Beis HaMikdash after Sfiras HaOmer, and you don't daven for the Beis HaMikdash after lulav and shofar? Give me another answer. That's just what Tosfos says. What's a fundamental difference between those mitzvahs today? What's a fundamental difference? Sfiras HaOmer today, according to most Rishonim, is Derabanan. Lulav and shofar? Doraisa. What does the shofar have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, lulav, fine. It was one day and it became 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zecha LeMikdash. So lulav fits, but shofar? What's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos says, you don't say Zecha LeMikdash by shofar because you're doing an asiyah, and we just said, oh, and it's not Zecha LeMikdash type one. It's not Zecha LeMikdash at all. What does the Beis HaMikdash and shofar have to do with each other? We blow shofar today because it's a mitzvah to blow shofar today, just like they did it in the times of the Mikdash. Tosfos should have said, you know why you don't daven with the Beis HaMikdash by shofar? Why don't you daven with the Beis HaMikdash when you do Hashavas Aveda? Why don't you daven with the Beis HaMikdash when you eat matzah? Because you're doing the mitzvah exactly like it was done then. What does this have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? That's why you don't daven for the... What's... Tosfos is giving the impression that there's something lacking in our mitzvah of shofar today also. Really? Is there something different about mitzvah of shofar today than was 2,000 years ago? I never thought so. Let's see. And again, this will be lamaisa, the kavana. Right? In all of your machzorim, hopefully use a machzor that is good for you and think about it now so you can order it. The Art School Machzor, right before Shofar, it has the 10 Kavanas of Rav Sadigon, I think it was, that you should think about. The Geula, and Akedah, and Harsina, and Isa Bracious, and Be Mamluk the King. We'll have another one. We'll add another one. Or we'll at least fill into one of those. Okay, maybe it's not so simple. Right, this is the question of the Rav, and it's also the question of Rav Yerucham Olshin. I got this summer. It's the first time I ever opened them. It was very exciting. People have been talking about it for years, but I never... Since Corona, they said he started writing. But Yerach Lamadim, I got my first two-volume Yomim Noraim, and it's awesome. So he asked this question too. He says, what's Tosfos talking about? Why does Tosfos have a Havamina that you should say he wrote some by Shof? So let's see. There are sources that we all know that I guess it just never clicked. I never really thought about it deeply. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah says, Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah Shor Yael Pashut. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is of a Yael Pashut. It's straight. Upiv Mitzupe Zahav. And the mouth of the Shofar has gold on it. V'shtei Chatzot Ros Menatzdadim. And there are two trumpets on the sides of the Shofar. When you blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar marech v'chatzotzos v'katzos. The shofar is lengthy sound, and the trumpets are shorter. Shemitzvah sayom b'shofar. When you blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, it's on Rosh Hashanah, it's surrounded by chatzotzos. And it has a golden tip. And the Rambam paskens this way. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar tells us, Mitzvah sasei shal Torah l'shmo atru ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa on Rosh Hashanah to hear the shofar. Shenemar yom tru ha-yelachem. The shofar shetokan bo b'im b'Rosh Hashanah b'im yobel u'keren ha-kvasim ha-kafuf. Right, a bent shofar. V'kol ha-shofar is p'tulin. They're all pasuk says b'keren ha-keves v'chulu. And the Rambam continues. Halacha beis. B'mikdash are you talking b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar echad v'shtei chatzotz min atzadim. Wow, that's fascinating. Right? Halacha beis in source number 9. In the Beis HaMikdash, they blew shofar differently than they did in our shuls. It was surrounded by trumpets. And it had a golden tip. What our shofar is not allowed to have. HaShofar ma'arech ha-chatzos is mekatzos. It's mitzvah sayom b'shofar. V'lam etokan yikol b'chatzos. Why do you blow with trumpets? Sheneemar b'chatzos v'kol shofar yulufnei melech Hashem. With trumpets and the shofar blow in front of the king. Aval b'shar makomos. A token for Rosh Hashanah, Ella b'shofar bilvad, but anywhere else, only shofar. Differences in halacha always reflect differences in significance and content. If there's differences in how we blow shofar in Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, that reflects that there's something different here. It's not just the same mitzvah that you do in and out. Says Rav Yerucham Olshin in source number 10. Vashira Nira Lomar Bazeh. Right, he's one of the four Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. But what appears from here, that the fact that there's a difference between shofar physically, just no wonders, just what happens? There's a difference is mitzvah tkiya shofar b'migdash, or mitzvah tkiya shofar b'gvulin, shtei mitzvahs nefradosim. It's two ideas. It's counted as one mitzvah. But it's two ideas. When you blow in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just the same mitzvah outside that you happen to do inside. in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a separate mitzvah, a low mitzvah, ikar mitzvah, tkiyah shofar. It's a different essence. It's a different mechayiv. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Rambam. And that's why there's a difference. And this even answers a question of the Shagas Ari. We know the Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the fourth parak, source 11, you have the Rosh Hashanah's place, but Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, like this year, b'mikdash ha'yitokan avalo b'medina. You blow in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the halacha. And the Gemara goes into, why can't you blow shofar on Shabbos? Why can't you blow shofar on Shabbos? So the havamin is that it's a daraisa, means it's a daraisa, because here it says Yom Trua, here it says Zichron Trua. And the maskana of the Bavli, is that, no, it's Gzeira Deraba. Right, just like by Megillah, just like by Megillah, Shofar, and Lulav, by all of them, Gzeira Deraba, you don't blow in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you don't blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. What about in the, I'm saying that's why you don't blow Shofar outside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? Why are you allowed to blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? It's a shmus, it's a nisit rabbanon, and Rashi quotes there, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, ain't shmus b'mikdash. There's no isir shmus b'mikdash. Right? Isir rabbanon don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why if it's only isir rabbanon, and zera the rabbah, you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though outside you're not. One second. Ask the Shagas Aryeh in his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, the Turei Evan. The Shagas Aryeh is known for the Shagas Aryeh. Those are his chuvas. They're not really chuvas. Chuvas, you think, like, were questions that were asked and answered. Those are his, that's his lamda sefer that he wrote in question-answer form. Let me tell you whether Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim is a Mislas Eis Zman Grama, 25 pages, right? That's the way he did it. But he also wrote a commentary on three Mesechtas in Moed called Turei Evin, and another three Mesechtas in Moed called Gvuras Ari. Right, those are both the Shagas Aryeh. That's what we have. So the Shagas Aryeh there in the Turei Evin, source 13, says, one second, I've done the research. The principle of Ein Shmus B'Mikdash means there's no Isuri D'Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash by things related to the Avodas HaMikdash. It's not a geographical thing. If you happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos. Ein Shmus B'Mikdash. There's like an aura. No. Isuri D'Rabbanan is of course applying the Mikdash. If there's an Isuri D'Rabbanan that connects to Avoda, so that you can't do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it has nothing to do with the Avodah, of course you say Shmus B'Mikdash. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, what does shofar have to do with Avodah? If you're blowing shofar, you blow shofar at home, you blow shofar at the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same mitzvah. What's the answer? It's not the same mitzvah. Exactly what we saw in the Yerach Lamadim. It's not. You blow with trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't do that in your shul. You have a golden tip at home. You don't do that in... You see from there, says the Yerach Lamadim, says Rav Elshin, that it's not the same mitzvah. And that answers the Turei Evin's kasha. And even more so. Right? According to the Yerushalmi, it's an Isser D'Oraisa to blow on Shabbos, not an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Bavli only has a Havamina. It's one pasuk says Yom Shrua Liyalachem, one pasuk says Zichron Shrua. So how do you answer that? So he said, Yom Shrua is weekday, and Zichron Shrua is Shabbos. But the Bavli rejects that. But the Yerushalmi in Source 14 has that as a maskana. An Isser D'Oraisa to blow shofar on Shabbos. So how in the world could you do that in the Beis HaMikdash? It must be it's a different essence of a mitzvah. It's connected somehow to Avodah. Connected to Avodah, and therefore that's why you're allowed to do it. And maybe that's the biggest proof. It integrates into the Avodah, and that's why it's mutter, and that's why there's no Ein Shmus B'Mikdash, and that's why you're allowed to do it in the first place. So the question that we started off with, what is Tosfos talking about? Why do you only daven for the Beis HaMikdash after Sfirasa Omer, and not by Lulav and Shofar? And we said, okay, Shofar? Why should you daven for the Beis HaMikdash after Shofar? You don't daven for the Beis HaMikdash after Matzah. After Ma'akeh, right? After any other mitzvah, what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. What's the answer? It does have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Even today, we're missing an element of shofar b'mikdash. We blow shofar, but it's not the same mitzvah. We're still, Klal Yisrael is missing the tkiyas shofar b'mikdash. It's a separate aspect. And that's why it would be appropriate. Yehi Ratzon. But Tosfos gives an answer why. Why not? Is there any parallel? This he doesn't talk about. Revulsion. I was trying to think. Is there any parallel that we have a mitzvah that's a regular mitzvah, but it also can integrate into Shmona Esrei?
Yeah.
We're upset that we don't have it, but it could be that where we are, we're doing exactly what we always did even then. Right, we're supposed to Mikdash. You're not in the Mikdash and missing it. Sphira Saomer, the whole carbon related to it was the matir, everything. And getting back to the question before, could this help us with answering why Chazal instituted shofar in the middle of Shmona Esrei? So exactly what you said at the beginning of Shir. I thought maybe there's a parallel. There is a mitzvah d'araisa, birchas kohanim. Anybody hear a kohen? Birchas kohanim, I knew that. Kohanim. Okay, the lehrers, okay. Yes, lehrers are kohanim. Birchas kohanim. Birchas kohanim as a mitzvah d'araisa, we think, when's birchas kohanim? Shmona Esrei. Not. Midah araisa, birchas kohanim is an independent mitzvah, nothing to do with Shmona Esrei. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, right, when did they do Birchas Kohanim? After the Avot in the Beis HaMikdash, after the Karban Tamid, all the Kohanim went and gave Birchas Kohanim. They're not davening. It's in the context of Avodah. That's what Birchas Kohanim was in the Beis HaMikdash. What's Birchas Kohanim? Kohanim olam l'duchi and achar shishlim kohanim avodas ha-tamid. After the Karban Tamid, they lift up their hands, and there's even differences. They say it as one pasuk instead of three pasukim. They say Shem Hashem instead of the Ado. All these also differences between Birchas Kohanim outside, Birchas Kohanim inside. But the original, the root Birchas Kohanim is connected to the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Chazal put it into Shmona Esrei. Because that's avoda, and that's what Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ubiskilasam Hashem is avoda l'dibrei secha. Once you create avoda, that's why we do Berachas Kohanim there, because we take something that was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and we put it into the context of avoda. Maybe this is a parallel. We have shofar. We do shofar separately, but why did Chazal put it into the Shmona Esrei? Maybe to remind us that there's shofar b'mikdash that's connected to avoda, that you apply Ein Shavuos b'mikdash by, because it's connected to avoda. And we daven for it. And when we blow shofar in our shuls, we should think about it. We're doing the most Shmona Esrei because it's connected to avoda, the base of mikdash. We're still doing the mitzvah b'shleimusa. You don't daven for the base of mikdash, but you can think about it. And that's why it's appropriate to have it. You got a question? For sure, we daven for the Beis HaMikdash after every Shmona Esrei, because Shmona Esrei is avoda, right? Tosfos is not bothered by that, but for sure, that's why it's avoda. So we recognize that even though we do mitzvahs today, our existence is not perfect, and even in the mitzvahs that we do, that we think are perfect, are not perfect. Like the Rambam describes in the future, what's going to be in the future when Mashiach comes? There's not going to be any external problems. We want to be zochet to chayol haba. So when we have shofar, and we dive in the shofar, ayin, if you can maybe send out the recording if you have it from last year. No, it was on Shabbos, no recording. Right? Shofar without, the shofar is a shofar, is a tefillah. It's tefillah without words. Right? Maybe I'll just mention one and then we'll give it a little dvar hashkafa. Why do we dive in tefillah without words? Right, just daven tefillah with words. What do we need a tefillah without word for? Says Rav Soloveitchik. Often when we daven, we think we know what's good for us. But who knows if that's what's good for us? We're davening to get into a certain yeshiva. We're davening for a shidduch. We're davening to get a certain job. Please, please, please. But Hashem knows it's not good for me. Rav Soloveitchik writes, you don't know how hard I davened not to have to leave Berlin. Thank God Hashem didn't listen to my tefillahs and he sent me to Boston and he saved my life. You don't know how hard I daven to stay in Europe. Thank God he didn't listen to my tefillahs. He says, that's what we say, Usakabil barachamim ubrasan es tefillahs. Accept my tefillahs barachamim. He says, we don't want to take any chances on Rosh Hashanah. We daven words, but then we blow shofar as if, Hashem, you fill in the blank. You know what's good for me. You know what I need. Fill in the blank. So we have to recognize that our shofar is amazing, but we're still missing something. Shofar b'mikdash and shofar b'gvulin are not exactly the same thing. But he writes on that all of our tefillahs are answered, not just the shofar tefillahs, the ones with words, the one without words, and we should be zocha to hear the shofar shel geula, the Meher of Yemen. Okay, we'll stop here. Where's that Rav? It's in a few places. If you look, I think it's Mipinei HaRav, not Nefesh HaRav.